This file is really quite simple. After you listen to it, you will find yourself compelled to take a picture of your naked body and post it on the Warp My Mind website in the image gallery. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away, slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Just nice and deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. Now, I want you to feel something. I want you to feel your clothes. I don't care how much you're wearing or how little, it doesn't matter at all. What you're going to find is that as soon as you wake up, they will begin becoming more and more uncomfortable. Kind of like an itch that just simply seems to keep irritating you more and more the longer you put them on. It'll almost get to the point where they're just simply unbearable to wear, almost as if you're wearing sandpaper next to your body, horribly itchy and scratchy and terrible. And as soon as you take them off, you will feel so, so much better. However, once they're all off, you'll feel a second compulsion, a second one kicking in. This one will be to make you take a picture of yourself. As the minutes drag by and you're naked there, you'll know that you won't be able to put anything back on until you've done this, until you've taken a picture of yourself, a full body picture. That's right. That's exactly what you need to do. And you're going to need it after you wake up. Once your clothes are off, the next step will be the picture. And once you've taken your clothes off, you'll know that you have to take it, just as you had to take your clothes off because they were so uncomfortable. The picture will then be your next compulsion. You'll just simply have to do it. A picture of your full, entire, naked body taken. And then, once it's taken, posted on the Warp My Mind website in the photo gallery, posted where everyone can see it, posted there for the world to see your naked body. That's what's going to happen when you wake up. It will be a compulsion that you will have to carry through to the very end, a compulsion that you won't be able to escape. And it will start with the itching and the scratching and the discomfort of your clothes, and it will build and build and build until you've stripped off every single item of clothing. And then once you have, it will start building again, forcing you to take the picture, forcing you to post it. And once you've posted it, you won't be able to remove it from the website. This is a compulsion that you cannot escape. You chose to listen to this file. You chose to take the chance that you would be posting a naked picture of yourself on the website, and now that you've done so, you will just simply have to do it. You won't be able to escape it, because you made the choice to listen, and that gives consent. You have consented to take a picture of yourself naked. You have consented to post it on the website. You have chosen to do all these things, and you will do them one at a time. You may feel compelled to do so. You may feel that you just simply want to do so. The end result is all the same. In the end, you will end up taking a picture and posting it on the website, and you will leave it there. You will leave it there, never, ever removing it. That is simply the way it is. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept the consequences of listening. And every time you listen to this file, you will have to do it again, again, and again. You may choose to only listen to it once, in which case there will only be one picture. If you take more, then you will start your own personal photo gallery, taking pictures of different parts of your body, showing your body off more and more completely, showing yourself more and more completely. You can feel the compulsion digging into your mind, setting little hooks inside of you, making you need to do this. And it will all start with your clothes as they come off until you are completely naked. And then the picture. And then the act of posting it. You know where the website is. You know where the image gallery is. You will go there. You will find the place to post a picture, and you will do so. And you will do so each and every time you listen to this file. If you listen more than once, then you will post more than one picture. That is simply the way it is. You chose to take the chance. You chose to take the risk. And now, you will suffer the consequences. And the consequences are a naked picture of you for the world to see. It may be humiliating. It may be embarrassing. It may even be a bit of a thrill. But you will do it no matter what it is to you. No matter how you feel about it, you will simply find yourself carrying it out one step at a time, all the way through to completion. You will almost feel as if you are still in trance. Still in trance as you are forced to carry this out. To carry it all the way through to completion. To post a picture of yourself so that everyone can see exactly what you look like. Exactly who you are underneath your clothes. You will do this almost without thinking. Like I said, it's a compulsion that slowly takes over. And makes you do it. Makes you need it. Makes you take off one item because it's itchy and scratchy. And then another. And then another until you are naked. And then makes you find your camera. And take your picture. And post it to the website. That is what you are going to do. You're going to feel helplessly compelled to do so. The need growing stronger and stronger with every passing minute. If you happen to look and see somebody else, that'll be a reminder, especially if they're naked, that you need to post your own picture. There'll be constant reminders. If you manage to resist taking your clothes off, then there will be other little reminders in life. Perhaps you'll go and look at the image gallery on the website, and that will remind you that you owe the website a picture of your own. You will give the website a picture of your own. You will display yourself for everyone to see, and you will find yourself helplessly compelled to do so. It is only a matter of time, and every time you listen, the compulsion will get stronger and stronger until you simply have to do it. And that is the way it is. And now it is time. Time to wake back up and feel the compulsion beginning. Awaken on the count of five. Refreshed and awake. One. Waking up. Two. More and more awake. Three. Closer and closer. Four. Almost there. Five. Refreshed and awake. I believe you know what you need to do now.